Welcome back to another episode on Next. Tonight, we're going international on y'all. We're bringing 24-year-old filmmaker and producer Nakisha Anderson, all coming up on Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, Next.
You can play. Now it's the widescreen. So we're there. This is the guys, for this song, we're playing Zara Larsson. Featuring Ty Dolla Sign, a new song, So Good, right?
Yeah, it's a good friend of mine.
Why is it a special song to you?
Because it's so good, and it's a good friend of mine.
Where is she from?
She's from Sweden, too, so I just wanted to represent, you know, Swedish people, you know, collaborating with, you know, the Americans.
So we're representing Sweden over here tonight, guys. Welcome back to Next. I'm so excited to have our special guest here. Before I introduce her, I'm holding it down tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in every night, 6 p.m. on Next. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BHL Online. I'm your host, Raina Ale. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale. And then we have our guest tonight. Like I said, filmmaker and producer. You can see her work all over the internet. Started her career at 16 years old, now at 24, just killing the game and filmmaking. Nakisha, welcome to Next.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
Can you tell our viewers where we can find you on social media?
So you can follow my Instagram. It's Nakisha, N-I-K-E-I-S-H-A, Anderson, with two S.
With two S's, guys, Anderson. Yeah. First off, we're twinning today. We have our little bangs going on, except she's braided and I'm not, but it's okay. I might braid myself next time.
You're so pretty, though.
Oh, thank you. So, what brings you back to the States right now? Besides our show, obviously. I know you flew back here.
So I'm doing this documentary series about a friend of mine who works as a stripper in Vegas. Who's under house arrest for laundering around $2.7 million.
So that's, did she reach out to you to do this documentary, or was it just an idea?
No, it was really like we were friends before, and then she got her house arrest, and I was like, wait, what did you do? And then she told me this story about that the only picture of her as a baby is if you Google her name, and you can like find a photo of a woman carrying her baby covered in blood during the Bosnian War, and that's 24 years later I meet her and she tells me this story. So but my producer is Swedish too, but she lives out here, so we kind of got the budget and everything in like 2 months, so we were like, okay, let's just do it, you know,
let's just go
freaking do it. Yeah.
So, wow, we're starting off with a bang already. So, talk about your career. You started your career at 16 years old. Now, most 16-year-olds, they're trying to, pass math class. I know I was having a lot of trouble with, I think it was algebra at the time. You want to go to the movies, boyfriends, all that. But now you were focused on your career. Why did that start up at such a young age? Like, what influenced you?
No, so I actually, like, kind of like got interested to it when I was 9, because my aunt used to raise me, and she got killed by a close friend of her. So I was sitting down, and I wasn't that popular in school back there in Sweden, and I was just watching this show, Charmed Ones. Had to, you know?
Okay.
And I was starting to laugh. I was 9, and I was like, why am I laughing? Like, I hate my life right now. I want to die every day. And then I just watched this show, and I was starting to laugh. And I was like, what is this? Like, what is this little metal box making me laugh? Like, are they real people? Or, like, what's going on?
So, you're referring to the TV?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. And so I started to... My mom bought me this computer when I was, like, 10. So I started to do research, and, like, when I was 11, Google came. So it wasn't even, you know. So I started to download my favorite TV shows and my favorite, like, songs, and I started to do my own music videos out of that material. And I was editing on my grandpa's computer. meaning that I downloaded all the movies on his computer and it started to get really slow. So whenever he came home from work, he deleted everything. So I had to learn how to, I skipped school just to stay home at their house to edit and finish it so I can export it, you know, write out the final. Right. So, and then delete everything so he didn't notice. So I'm a very fast editor. And then when I was 14, I met a friend of mine. We started to film, like, with this Super 8 film and 16 millimeters. But I didn't study it. Like, I studied extended physics, natural science.
Wow, and now you're a filmmaker.
So, but when I was 16, I kind of like, damn, I can't go through with this. So I locked myself in for 2 weeks and was just like, what should I do with life? And I quit all of my jobs. I had like 3-4 jobs. I had my own apartment and I saved like 2 rents. And I was like, okay, I don't know how this is going to go, but I have a computer and I have a camera. So if I end up on the streets, I'm good because like I have my stuff. So I quit all of my jobs and I changed school to media school. It was like the last year in school in Sweden. Okay. We have a different system. And after the last, when I paid my last rent, I was like, damn, like, now it's going down because I don't have family in Sweden. So I was like, damn, it's going down now. And then me and my friend did this flash mob for children in Africa, you know, the Shakira track. Yeah, mm-hmm. Waka Waka. So we gather up and we thought it would be like 100 people, but it came like 800-900 people doing the same dance. So Sony Music contacted us and was like, so who filmed this? Because I thought my friend was getting the job because she was like this popping photographer and everything.
She was a photographer. You were recording
everything. Yeah, yeah. Okay. She was like taking like stills.
Okay.
But I was just like doing film. I didn't even know my title, you know. I didn't know anything because I didn't study it. So I couldn't like, what are you? Like, editor, filmmaker, I don't know. But then Sony Music was like, who did this? I was like, I told you I was going to do it, you know. And so they asked me for 3 free jobs, no payment. And after that, like, I delivered, you know. But after that, I was like, damn, like, you're making money out of me now. And I need to pay my next rent. So I told them that I said, no, I can't work for you for free. So they didn't call me, and it was about time to pay my rent, you know. Uh-huh. I didn't have any money. And I was like, damn, did I sacrifice my whole life right now? But then it was like 1 week before I was going to pay my rent. They called and told me that the CEO wanted a meeting with me discussing future and salary. And I was like,
look at God.
Yeah. So I was there for 2 years, and then I started at, because I like marketing too. Like, I like working. Like, I like making a small thing big, like giving, like reaching out to people. So I started working with this marketing company, and then it was boring, but I got like 5 nominations in the world's greatest international marketing award thing.
Humble brag. It was boring, but I got nominated. That's awesome. So you have a great story behind you. I mean, what you talked about, how you were, some shows caught your eye and you were interested and you wanted to do your own. What type of shows were they? Was it cartoons? Was it just reality shows? Like, what type of shows caught your mind and influenced you to start
editing? It was basically the Charmed ones. Like, you know, with this 3 sister witches, you know?
Oh, okay.
And it was so crazy because I was at this Grammy party like 3 weeks ago out here. And I met one of them. And it was so crazy because I was like, I told my friend, I never get starstruck because I work with a lot of people. But I was like, no, like, this is not real. And my friend was like, walk up to her, you know? And, yeah, she was drunk, but she wanted my number, and then she texted me the other day, but it was pretty unreal.
Nice. So yeah. It's like more of like sci-fi, I guess. I don't know if that's the genre.
Yeah, like sci-fi, drama. Like, it's a lot of genres mixed together. Okay. It's, what's his name? Steven Spelling that did it? Aaron Spelling, sorry. that produced the whole show. It was like a long time ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Talk about Sweden for those who have never been there. And you said you don't have family there anymore?
Yeah, I only have my mom there. Yeah.
What's the Swedish life like? Because I actually went to Sweden one time.
Really?
A long time ago when I was in college. We played a tournament out there, and it had some Swedish meatballs. They were they were really good. Pause. But they're pretty. Are they pretty popular out there?
Yeah, Swedish meatballs are
pretty popular. Good,
yeah.
Let's move on. No, but how's Swedish life out there, anyways? As a whole.
I mean, like out here, like a lot of good. Like, there's a lot of good music exports from Sweden. Like Max Martin is from Sweden that produced Katy Perry. Red One, Lady Gaga, you know, a lot of, like, in the production of the music is, like, very successful. And my friend Sarah. Anyways, we have this saying that, like, Swedish people, they're okay with average. Like, they feel comfortable with average. So
explain that. What does that mean?
Meaning that you usually don't take that big of a risk to reach something that you want to do, you know, and so that's kind of hard. That was kind of hard for me growing up, because like when I was before I changed school, my teacher, I will never forget it, he was like, Keisha, you can't do something to 100%. You have to do something you don't want to 50% and something you want to do to 50%. You know, that's life. And, like, 5 minutes after that, I went to the principal. I was like, you can write me off school right now. And so that's, like, you know, people accept more things. Like, they accept their life more, you know. And I'm like that, too. I mean, like, if I miss a bus, I'm not even going to look at the time, because I know I need to go somewhere and I know I need to take that bus. But, I mean, it's a good country to live in. It's safe. You know, if you don't have a job, you can get money from the government. You know, you get a small amount of money to go to school, you know, like, nice. Yeah. So you have, and the healthcare, if you pay, you know.
That's really good.
If you pay, like, when you reach up to $90, you have a whole year for free of healthcare. Yeah.
I'm living in the wrong country.
And that's why, you know, people, that's why I think they're okay with average, because we're comfortable there.
Okay.
So, like, for me, going out here, it's like a whole different thing, you know? It's like...
Do you feel like coming to the States, it's more of a challenge for you for your career?
Not
positive
really.
Challenge, though. Like, pushing you towards your goals? Or how do you feel like the U.S. has influenced your career?
I mean, like, I'm surrounded by, like, very good people out here. Chuck, Nitty. Who can measure? Anyways. Like, my mentor, Jonas Åkerlund, lives out here. And he did the Beyoncé Lemonade music video. And I have, like, good people out here that, you know, I really appreciate, because they look after me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty young, you know. I have many years to live, but I know that I'm in the position of actually talking for and inspiring people that are in my age. Like, because,
absolutely,
you know, you can just go out and do whatever you want. Like, as long as you're positive and honest with yourself and respect other people, you know, your karma will turn, like, be on your side, right. You know? And, so not really a challenge. I'm like, my friends has always, like, been telling me, like, move to L.A., but I wanted to be done in Sweden. I wanted to do things that I, you know, that I, have reached a level that I can't do anything more there. I can't top myself there. Like,
okay,
you know, so that's why I feel more comfortable moving out here now, because there's not a single thing that I haven't done in Sweden.
Right.
And so, not to sound cocky, but
no, awesome. So moving to LA in the U.S. over other cities like New York and Miami, you think LA is the place for you to be within your career?
I mean, I love Vegas. I love Vegas because, like, I think it's like you can either be at the party or you can chill home and just stay calm, you know? And it's like 40 minutes with a flight over to LA. So if I have a meeting, if I have a shoot, I could just fly over, you know? Yeah, I love gambling. Okay. I love gambling. Oh, so bad. But it's really like I've always been a loner, you know? So here it's like a lot of people, like you know,
it's congested. Yeah, a lot of people,
you know what I mean. And same thing, I was like working for Absolut Vodka in New York for a very long time, and it was also like stressful, and I'm very like, you know,
calm, low-key, laid back.
Yeah, and I don't even smoke weed, you know.
I mean, no, I get that, though. I mean, people in L.A., New York, we're all fast-paced, and it's like, for someone who's just really laid back, it's like a little too much. I can understand. Before we get into some more details about your career, let's watch a clip of your reel.
It's an older one. The newer one is coming.
Oh, this is still good. Everything that is in here is all you.
Yeah, I also edit all of the videos.
Edited all the videos, and then you shot it as well?
Not shot it.
You just edited everything.
Yeah, and edited.
Got it. You said your newer one has even better stuff than this? Because I thought this was pretty...
No, that's old.
That's old. So that's... Do you have something... When's your new role coming out?
I just did my first feature film for the cinemas in Sweden. And I did an installation in a museum. So I've been working, like, parallel with those projects. And then I've done some music videos. But I edited that actually 2 years ago, so it's, like, really old.
Oh, okay.
And I've been focusing a lot on my feature film and this whole installation, since it's going to be there forever, so I don't want to...
Okay.
Bad up, okay. You know?
Gotcha. You mentioned Jake's dad.
Yeah.
Dennis Graham?
Yeah.
What was it like working with him, and how did he come up into, you know, talk to you about his projects?
So I was basically, with some girls, going to some kind of like house party at Drake's house.
In Sweden?
No, here.
Oh, okay.
And like, we in Sweden, like, we drink a lot. Okay. So I was pretty drunk. Okay. And sometimes when I'm drunk, I smoke cigarettes. And I didn't have any, like, I smoked my last cigarette before we went into the car, and so we got to the house. I was like, this is too much for me, you know. This is like, I don't know anybody out here. I don't know, like, it was like ASAP Rocky, Drake, and like, and I'm like, I don't really listen to music. Like, I listen to one song 50 times a day, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I don't really, you know, I'm not like, oh my god, you know. So I was just like on the search for my cigarette, you know. I was like, I need that. Sorry, Dennis, for telling everybody you're smoking. But anyways, so there was this guy that was like, yeah, that fellow over there, he has a cigarette. And I was like, can you ask him for me? Because I was like, I was so messed up. And then he walked up to me. He was like, yeah, sure. Do you mind if I join you? And I was like, well, yeah, sure. And then I was sitting down. I was like, listen, like, don't even mind me, like, because I'm so drunk right now. And he was like, ha, ha, ha. I'm so high right now. I don't even know my name.
Oh, my gosh. And
So I was sitting and talking to this old fella for 4 hours. And we were talking about everything, like, my like, opinions about society, like, science and everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And then after a while, I started to sober up, you know? And I was like, wait, I'm sorry to ask, but, like, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, no, I'm Drake's dad. And I'm like, I'm going home now. Like, I'm going home now, you know? And then after that, I got a text from him inviting me to Drake's house to show them some of my stuff. But this was, like, almost 6 years ago. So I've done much, you know, but I didn't have anything that was, like, that I felt comfortable with showing. But okay. I was like... Okay, anyways, I will just, like, edit a reel. So I was sitting in a taxi, and I was like, shh,
how do you edit a reel on a taxi cab ride from... Yeah. How long was that ride?
Like, 30, 40 minutes, and I was stressed out. And I was like, and I was so nervous. And then when I got to the house, like, Drake over, like, nice seeing you yesterday, I was like, yeah. And I was, like, 19, and then, like, Dennis and some other dude was watching, and Dennis was like, I'm releasing a song. You should do the video for it. And I'm like, you know, I don't really take things serious because I never expect anything from life, you know. I put my own effort in it, and hopefully it gets a result, you know.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I'm down. Just, like, holla at me because I didn't want to be like, oh, okay, let's do it. And I was, like, 19. I was like, damn, you know, me and my team just started. Mm-hmm. And so he was, like, texting me after I went back to Sweden. He was like, okay, so when are we doing it? And so I called him. I was like, so, like, let me know if you don't have anybody else. I was like, let me know if you have anybody else or if you don't. Like, I can come over.
Because you didn't want to do it at first? Are you?
No, I was just like, I don't want to expect that I was going to do it. Because, like, it felt so unreal, you know. I didn't really get it. So I was like, yeah. He was like, hit me up when you are in LA. So I was, like, going back and forth for, like, 2 years.
Okay.
Because I was like, he's going to find someone else, you know, like... And then when I went to LA, he texted me, and then he introduced me to Drake's whole management. And he's like, "Listen, girl, you better do my video. Are you down or not?"
So he was serious, and yeah, you were just like, "Okay, at that moment, you're ready to do this."
Because he never sent me the song, you know. And then me and my friend were just joking about it, like we were like, damn, Nikisha, you should go, because I'm in the Grammy jury in Sweden. So I was like, they were like, damn, Nikisha, you should go with Drake's dad on the Grammy part. I was like, no, stop. And then Dennis just texted me then, and he was like, what's up? And I told him the whole story. I was like, no, we're just joking about you going with me to the Swedish Grammy Awards, and we're shooting a video. He was like, okay, I'm down. So that's how...
That's how you started the video.
Yeah.
What song is he?
It's releasing soon. Kind of crazy. And it's like, how would you like soul?
It's a soulful R&B song.
Yeah.
So is he singing? Or?
Yeah. I mean, he's good. He's good. Like, it's crazy.
So we should look out for the song.
It's coming out soon. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you have that coming out soon. You're working on your projects right now. Is there anything else that you have coming out soon that we can find on your website? Oh, where can we find your work if you can tell our viewers?
Oh, it's NikishaAndersonFilm.com.
Okay. Two S's.
Yeah, two S's. Remember
two
that.
S's, remember that.
And, that's about it. I mean, like, yeah.
So that's, okay, but that's what you can share right now. So if you were to... be approached by someone who's an aspiring filmmaker or editor, what pieces of advice would you give to that person?
Don't listen to anybody. Do exactly what your gut tells you to do. Only thing. And always be honest with yourself and to everybody else. Mm. Yeah.
Especially anywhere, right? Like, not just...
Yeah, anywhere. Like, if you play with open cards, like, you have nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. You sucker free. Hey, you sucker free. Yeah, and yeah, Black Cobain, Sucker Free. That's a song. That's a good song. Okay. I actually shot a video for that. And I mean, like, you should just, like, be honest. Like, okay. You know, it's so unnecessary to lie and, you know, talk about something. Because, like, I told, like, when I was 20, I told the media in Sweden, I was like, I'm going to be the best. And my feature film is releasing in October, and it's already listed as the number one hottest movie.
That's
nobody have even seen it, you know.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, like, as long as you decide and play, like, play it right. Like, just be real all the time. Like, because it's, you will just have a headache if you lie about something and then somebody questions you and you'll be like, oh, okay, you know, mm-hmm. just like, if you have your talent and if you know what you're doing, you have nothing to hide.
Right.
And also an advice for, like, people that just started out, don't be greedy about the money. Like, because you don't have a reference to show me that I would give you a responsibility to have $100,000.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, where's your resume then? So, mm-hmm. like, everybody has to grind, you know? Right. And once you're up, you know, you can, like, when you have your resume, and be like, hey, I want that $100,000. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
So what does it take for Keisha to say yes to a project? If someone approaches you, like, yo, I want you to do my video, what will take you to besides if the money is involved, what would take you to say yes?
I mean, I'm very spontaneous. Like, with this documentary series, it was really a joke. Like, it was, like, we were joking about it. And then it got stuck to my head. And I was like, damn. Like, okay, I want to do it. I want to do it. Like, I want to do it now. And then I didn't, like, I was like, okay, let's just do it. I'm just going to find a way. Like, for music videos, not, like, it's if I feel the song. Like, honestly, okay. If I feel the song, I will be down. And then, like, if I feel the song, but this guy is like, oh, I want to animate shit in the video, I'll be like, okay, animation, I'm sorry, you guys, but it costs hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's, like, not me, you know? But, and other projects is basically, like, what I look like what I think of first, no matter what project it is who's approaching me.
Mm.
Like, if I don't like you, I'm not going to work with you.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't matter how big of a company you are or whatever. Like, I treat people I meet with respect, you know. I don't look up to you. I don't look down at you. We're humans. We're talking right now, you know? So that's basically, like, what it takes to approach me. Just, like, be yourself.
Talk about the whole process in general, as far as the shooting the video, editing and everything. How long does that generally take for you? I mean, you edit a reel in 30 minutes, mm-hmm. but when it comes to an actual video, like, how long's, like, walk me through the process if you can.
Should I tell you the secret about how long it takes to edit?
You guys, we're about to reveal the secret of
my day rate will go down.
How long does it take Nikisha joking. Anderson to edit a reel? Here's the secret.
Okay, so I'm a very fast editor.
I mean...
Yeah, because, yeah, like, when I was 11, I was like, damn, my grandpa home soon. Like, I need to edit this. But basically, I get the... Like, when it's music videos... Because I've done a lot of music videos. When it's music videos, I get the song, and either I just come up with an idea,
mm-hmm.
or I ask the artist or the label, like, do you have any ideas that you want to share with me before I write? Because I write my own scripts, usually. So I'm just punching out ideas, and then I write a script, and if they say yes, they say yes. And it depends, like, on their deadline. I mean... I did, it's a house, like, a house band, or what you call it, Dub Vision and Fire Beats, that is signed to, like, Spinning Records, which are huge, like, mm-hmm. they're huge, but they were like, okay, Nikisha, like, we have to release this video in 5 days.
Jeez.
And I was like, and you know, I don't really care about the deadline or about the money, but when I have an idea, I always like hand it in time. But like when I have the idea, I don't think about the deadline. So I was like, well, I kind of want to remake a club, like, and have like 40 kids partying, and like the juice will symbolize the beer and the alcohol, and the lollipops will symbolize the drugs, but everybody would just be, you know, kids, you know.
Uh-huh. And my team was a concept for a specific video.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Rockin'. It's actually out. It has like a couple million views. So 5 days.
Couple million. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it was. It took me 5 days from pre-production to, like
the final release.
Yeah.
Date.
But then, like my feature film, I started to write the script in July last year. I think no. I start. Yeah. I started, and then we shot a pilot the next year, and then we shot everything in October now, and now it's during like the last editing. So it depends on what project, you know, but to edit a music video, I mean, I've edited music videos in like, I usually take time, you know, cause I want to see how fast I am. So I edit one, like 5 hours, maybe like
an entire music video in 5 hours.
Wow. Yeah. But because it's usually when I direct, I see like I see everything as pictures. It's like a puzzle, you know, when okay. I edit. So it's just like I know exactly where that shot is and where that shot is. And then I just listen to the melody and I listen to the beat and I'm like, you know, yeah.
Wow. Jeez, that takes me forever to edit an Instagram picture. So I can't even imagine how long it'll take me to edit something. You're an editor, obviously. We've been saying all that. Is there other aspects
and
in the...
And director. Mainly.
Mainly director. Yeah. Is there any other aspects in the entertainment industry that you might be interested in that you might take on as a project come up? Was it, whether it's, you know, photography?
Yeah. Me and Dennis, we're working on this clothing brand.
Clothing. Okay, yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah. I like clothes. Like, I've always, like, you know, I always liked wearing clothes. And, like, you know, I've never, you know, everybody's talking about the Yeezys. I want that Yeezys. Like, I want to pay... I don't know how many dollars for Yeezys. I'm like, Puma's giving me shoes for free. Why should I pay something? Like, Puma's is dope, you
I
know?
Like Rihanna's line, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they
yeah.
Just, Puma just had Big Sean sign on their team, too.
Yeah,
so.
And Rihanna's from the same island as me.
Barbados.
So, yeah, Barbados. So, but, I mean, like, I've never really, you know, looked at brands because I have somebody that does that for me, but...
you have a stylist?
Yeah, I have like a she has a title, but I always forget it. But she's like my brand manager.
Okay.
So she kind of like communicates with the brands. Like for example, Tommy Hilfiger gave me this, and Puma got me some nice shoes and an outfit. So she's kind of like the communicating, like,
okay.
So that because she knows I don't know any brands. But I've always liked wearing like comfortable, but you know, sometimes I like to like wear a dress or whatever, but it's, you know, I heard this real cool quote from Kanye West that we limit ourselves so much, like with the Yeezys, they're expensive. Mm-hmm. They're expensive, okay. We all agree on that.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Imagine how many kids in school, like, that really, like, gets bullied not to have Yeezys.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It starts from the very first when you start school, people gather up. Like, I mean, like, I think some kids are, like, I was bullied in school, so I know, like, kids can sometimes be mean, you know? And for me, you know... To start a brand, I want it to be for everybody. You know, yeah. I want it to be, like, even if it's a guy's shirt, like, wear it as a dress or something if you're a girl. If you think it looks cool, why shouldn't you be wearing it?
So, like affordable and comfortable type is your style?
Yeah. And I mean, like, we have some ideas of doing, like, exclusive, you know, that mm-hmm. has a higher price, you know? But mainly, like, you know, a cool streetwear that you can be at home, you know, comfortable, but you can still be at the club looking fly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like that.
Yeah. So you can, like, you can wear something and you can be like, you look bomb when you walk into that club. Everybody be like, hey, yeah. What's that? You know?
Well, let me know when that line comes out.
Yeah, because I will send you some outfits. I promise.
Okay. I have it recorded too, so I'm going to edit that piece and I'm going to send it to you and say, hey, look, what is this?
Yeah, I heard. I was probably get sued. You Americans sue each other here and there. No,
No,
I will send you. I promise.
Okay. Oh, well, unfortunately, that is our show for today. I mean, we've learned so much about you. Thank you so much for coming in, and we're going to look forward to your videos
and this
clothing line we got coming up soon. So, guys, make sure you follow Nakisha Anderson on her social media pages, which she'll share in a minute, and also her website, NakishaAndersonFilm.com, two S's. Can you please share your social media handles so we can follow you?
So, it's Nakisha Anderson, N-I-K-E. I S H A Anderson with two S.
With two S's.
Yeah.
And I'm your host, Raina Ale. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale. Follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. Also, subscribe to our YouTube page. Comment, share, spread our interview around the world. Sweden, we love you. Tune in all the time. See you guys next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.